Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. What's up? How are you doing? Let's start simple. No, I don't like that. Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. How are you? Good, great, grand, beautiful. As always, welcome to the show. We got a good one ahead of you here. Great fan question. I love these. These are my favorite. Breaking down similar situations that I've found myself in inside my friend circle and giving my own perspective, my own fucking take on what I think you should do. Is it solid and sound advice? Absolutely not. Why anybody in their right fucking mind, if you have a sane thought in your body stored somewhere, you know damn well coming to this show for relationship advice, sex advice, drinking advice is a horrible idea. But the end results are what you're after. You're after a good time at the end of the day. How do I navigate through life without doing a lot, but also not doing very little? How do I stay in the, you know, kind of middle ground where nobody's really looking at me to do extra, but I don't look like I'm falling back behind in the pack? That's what this podcast is made for. Where am I going with that? I don't know. That's the joy of this show. It's all off the cuff. This is just my mind, my thoughts, my mentality, how I view the world, how I see shit, all wrapped up in a giant shit sandwich, and I sell it for fucking free on YouTube, right? That's how we do it around here. Great weekend. Not if you're an Oilers fan, I'll tell you that right now. Wow, what a bad fucking hockey club. We aren't going to spend too much time talking hockey because this isn't really a sports podcast, but we'll talk about it briefly. I am so fucking tired. Let's talk about the retardation of Oiler fans. And yes, I am one of them. I am so goddamn tired that the moment things start, like the ship goes a little off course, that it's immediately, fire the coach! Fire the coach! Why aren't we firing the goddamn coach? Maybe because we've had 10 of them. You know, maybe because we've had more coaches than we've had. I'm just throwing a number out of the air. I didn't look on. We can look quick, but we're not gonna. How many fucking coaches do you need to go through before you realize, like, maybe the whole organization as a whole is fucked? A 4-1 lead? 4-1 lead. You blew it and then lose in overtime. How in the fuck? Connor McDavid is probably just looking in himself in the mirror right now and being like, I should punch this mirror and use one of those pieces of glass and slit my own fucking wrist because that's how I feel inside. He's got to. Every fucking day you wake up and you got to go and play hockey with a bunch of fucking losers. Losers. Oh, last year couldn't sneak out of the first round. What did they lose in 5 games? I don't even think they won a game in that series against Chicago. I'm 90% sure they didn't. Am I going to look it up and fact check? No. No, I am not. Do I care? Not entirely. 4-1 fucking lead. God almighty. It's defeating is what it is. It's defeating. Speaking of defeating, later in the show, we got a fan question about, you know, his brother marrying a nasty woman and how to handle this. I don't have a brother, but I've been in a somewhat similar situation. I'll tell you how I handle it. And also, does it make, let's start with this one. I'm going to save that one for later in the show. But I'm going to start with this one because I feel like it'll tail off into a few other things. Blake Leggett, I believe his name is, on Instagram, Blake_LEGGETT_19. 14. The other one, I'll keep confidential. This is a pretty open scenario type question here. Hey, Hack, question for you. As a dude, does it make me less of a man if I enjoy the odd cooler once in a while? Well, my friend, no. No, it does not, okay? Once in a while is okay. You know, it's like, once in a while the old lady does anal. You know, only once in a while. It's a little treat every now and then, right? She treats her stink hole as if it's some graceful, fucking glorious land that we should all be happy that she's willing to give up. No, we don't really care, okay? It's like a Palm Bay, you know? Is it fun to have one every now and then? Yeah. See, my trick to the trade is I always pretend like I've never had one, right? And then it makes it less gay when I do have one. I mean, yeah, I've never tried one of these. You know, what is that? And everybody in their right fucking mind, because they're always so proud of like what they've had, like they've discovered this, like it's a new garage band that should be a chart topper in the next year, you know? You know your buddy whenever he finds out about like the first guy to ever bring like a new band that just suddenly was about to make it, or a podcaster or whoever it may be. They're always excited, and you give them that gratification of like they're introducing you to something new, like they're opening a new door. You've been through this door a million times, but that's what I like to do to make myself seem like I'm not gay, okay? I don't drink coolers, okay? I don't do this, but I've always been curious of the taste. It's a foolproof move that you can use whenever you want. You're in a party situation, you're like, ah, fuck. You know, like, you know when you're, what would be a good scenario? You're out in public, right? You're hanging with the boys. You're having a good time. And one of the wives, maybe it's you're out for dinner and one of the wives gets like one of them fucking White Claws or whatever. And you're curious. Not even. You got to play it off like you're curious. You've had one before. You've had one numerous times. And you wait till she gets like the good kind, you know? You wait till she gets the good card. Oh, what is that? Oh, it's a White Claw. What's a White Claw? Play that card. Oh, what's a White Claw? Never heard of it. What are these things? I see them all the time in the liquor store. Just never really thought to get a case because I'm not gay. You know, I like my man card in my fucking wallet. That's what I like. Everybody right now is like, Jesus Christ, I didn't realize it was gay to fucking drink white. It's not gay to drink White Claw. It's not gay to drink White Claw. There's more alcohol percentage in there. I've heard this argument time and time again. And all I got to say to that is, yeah, you'd need to put more booze in it so that way you can feel less of a fucking queer sipping on this thing. Jesus Christ. What are you like, static? All right, well, there's more alcohol in it. Yeah, but it's the aesthetic, okay? You look like a giant pussy. Hey, want a pineapple fucking fizzy drink? Fuck is wrong with you? Grow up, okay? Grow up. Fucking pink fizzy drink. You want a pink fizzy drink? No. Every now and then you do. And by playing that move right there that I gave you, being like, oh, I've never tried one of these. What the hell is it? It only works in the same crowd a few times. Oh, what is that? Fuck, I'll take one. Yeah, one. One will do. One will do. Inside, you might be like, ah, yeah. And I know it's like, well, fuck you. You as a man should be able to drink whatever the fuck you want. I don't know. I'm a little against that. I start questioning men that do female things, okay? There's masculinity that needs to be held to a standard at when it comes down to having a couple cocktails with the gentleman, right? There is like, you just lose an ounce of respect every time this fucking jackass, hey, fucking White Claw. There's no laws if you're drinking the claws. Yeah, is that what you think? If my boys drink the claws, I'm breaking their jaws. How's that? Try those pants on for size Jordan, you little queer. Get the fuck away from me. How does that sound? Before I take this size 9.5 and shove it right up that pink little asshole of yours, okay? Get the fuck away from me. Let me guess. You don't put hot sauce on chicken wings either? Huh? Is that what you do? You go around, oh, I'll get the honey garlic. I can't do hot wings. But yeah, you know what would be great to wash it down with? Is a nice old White Claw. Fuck your ass. Get out of my face. I don't want to see you, okay? But if you use my method, it's curiosity. You know, it's curiosity, and every jackass on the fucking planet feels like they've done something special by introducing you to something new. Everybody feels like they've done something great. Oh, you've never tried a White Claw before? Why don't you come on over here? I'll give you one, buddy. I'll give you one. I'll let you try one of these out. Hey, you want a pink strawberry lemonade or a pineapple mango? Does that sound good? Pineapple mango, strawberry daiquiri flavored. Ugh. Ugh. And I hope you feel something in like your stomach, you know, like, and I'm not saying like something good or like that carbonated drink is sitting well in your stomach. I hope you feel like ashamed of yourself. It's okay to try some. It's okay to try it out. I'm all for trying it out. But there is just, ugh. You as a man are meant to be bloated from overeating or over drinking, you know, domestic beers. That's right. Domestic beers, usually in the cheap variety, Busch Light, but you know, Bud Light, we all shit on, oh, that's water. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Fuck you. No, fuck you. All right. It's my alcohol in a White Claw. Yeah. But you as a man are supposed to feel bloated, right? You're supposed to feel that bloated gut rot that you get from over-drinking cheap beer. That's just the feeling of a dude. That's the feeling that every man should have to go through of hanging out with your buddies. You know, like there's, and also like the meat sweats. You should be dealing with the meat sweats because your buddy shot a deer and you're eating the jerky, you know? You're over there and he overcooked steaks. So now you're just sitting around a campfire eating steak out of your hand like a man, drinking Budweiser, Busch Light, a fucking Lucky Lager, you know, maybe a Miller High Life, you know, cheap, I wouldn't say cheap beer, but it's like, it's man quality, right? It's man quality. You aren't drinking like that black ice shit anymore. You're too old for that, okay? You're too old for that. But, you know, when somebody tries convincing me that drinking carbonated soda water with vodka in it is a, or like whatever, I don't even know what's in those fucking things, but I believe that they're like vodka drinks. I could be entirely wrong, and I understand that. But they're like, I enjoy the taste of soda water. I do not want, there is really no taste to it, but I enjoy a soda water when I'm out because it's like, I don't want to drink pop. I don't like pop, but I want the characteristics of a pop while I'm, you know, maybe I don't want an alcoholic beverage, you know, I just want a carbonated water. But the moment that it's like, hey, it's a fruity mango tutu. Hey, we got the, what do you say, boys? Let's get ourselves a couple of mango White Claws. You know, like, that's questionable in my mind. I can't sit with you no more. I need to get out of your presence. What's next? You're going to start fucking telling me that growing up, instead of playing some contact sports, you went into swimming? Is that what you're going to tell me next? That's where my mind goes. Yes, is it a misogynist way of thinking? Yes, we need more of it. We need to, like I said in the last episode, we need to bring bullying back in a full force, right? We got all these kids running around with floofy fucking hair, and I get it, you know, I get it, because the 90s were a different time, but like right now, more than ever, at least we beat the shit out of one another. You know, if there was a pushing and shoving match during a flag football game, that flag football game became very serious very quick. There was contact being made that possibly, like, it was always a dice roll. It was always a crapshoot whether that game was going to end up in a fist fight. You know, we still had that violent edge to us. Now, it's like, listen, bro, I can't even believe you'd, like, come at me, bro. Come at me, bro. There was none of that. It was like, yeah. There was two to three yas, and it was like, if the yas escalated, You knew you were fighting. And you know what I'm talking about. It went, yeah. The other guy, yeah. And then the last guy, all right, yeah. All right, yeah. The all right, yeah, means go time. That's the fucking sound of the bell for the opening round. Let's get the, and we're underway at Madison Square Garden for the featherweight championship, WBC match. We got a 12-round fight ahead of us. How you doing, Greg? We're in the announcer's box. We're going to watch these two young gentlemen go at it. Oh, and he gets, catches them with an overhand right early in the round, and we're looking at this. Oh, he looks to have bloodied him up a little. This could be short-lived as he's on wobbly knees, and down goes Frazier in the first round. That was quick, right out of the draw. Oh, it looks like they're... Oh, it's only a 10 count. We got a 10 count here. We're going to stand these gentlemen back up, and they're going to go back to swinging. But yes, it always started with like three, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the other guy, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Time for a little ad read. Use the code PODCAST69 and get 15% off your order at DangerCatShop.com. That's right, I'm camoed out today. If you're watching on YouTube, we've got the camo sweatshirt on with the camo snapback. That's right, we've got a skateboard behind me. Look at this, everywhere you looked, it's just DangerCats. This guy, all this guy wears, yes. I'm a walking brand promotion, I don't know, brand partnership, I don't know. You want an extra episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast? Good, great, grand. Guess what? Patreon.com/DangerCat69 has an extra episode sitting there waiting for you today. You want the this episode that you're listening to earlier? Great. It will be up every Tuesday. That's right. The fucking Tuesday at the beginning of the week will be an extra, or the early episode, and then the extra episode is Thursdays. So be sure to become a piss bag on the Danger Cats Patreon. Links are down below. Three yas, and that was it. Go time. Now, what the fuck? Come at me, bro. There's too much talking. There's too much talking in between the start of the initial conversation that gets you to the point of fighting. There has to have some context behind. You fucking pinched my old lady's ass. I watched it. Let's go. Okay. Let's go outside. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We will go outside. Get outside. Fight over. Too much talking now. Way too much talking. You guys are pussies. If you're under the age of 22 years old, you are a pussy. There's way too much talking. You guys talk from the point where, see what I mean by starting with this question, we tail off into a different universe of like why I hate the younger generation. But that starts with the White Claw, okay? The manliness of this whole fucking world. It's gone. It's evaporated. It's disgusting, okay? You wake up in the morning, your grandpa looks at you. If your grandpa looks at you like he doesn't know if he doesn't understand if you're a female or a male, there's an issue here. You know, oh, what's the matter? Oh, you're a little scared of the rainbow pond? No. No, I'm not. No. 0% of me. I could give a shit what you do with your genitalia. I'm just saying, Grandpa right now is a little confused because back in his day, he ate furry pussy and got into street fights and made business deals with handshakes. That's all I'm saying. Nowadays, you know, there's too much talking from the initial like jump off of when guys are supposed to fight to when they fight. And the fight never happens. It's just five frat boys or, you know, five fucking queers jumping around pushing one another. And when I say queers, I don't mean homosexuals. I'm talking like these fucking kids that got the front poof up, you know, the little poof up front looks like a ski jump on the beginning of their forehead. And they always do that bite lip fucking shit. Start hitting people. We need to bring... I'm very for violence coming back. And then that may get these kids, you know, drinking some beers, wrestling with your friends, and it escalating to the point where you fist fight each other in a dirt field. What happened to that? Is it gone? Is it gone entirely? Am I looking around out there in this universe for, you know, some sort of answer that I don't know what I like to a question I don't know. And it's just like floating in front of me, and I'm constantly looking like, is it like toxic masculinity? I feel like is it's the creme de la creme. See what happens when shit falls out of line? See what happens? Oh, shut the fuck up. We need a few shut the fuck ups. More of them. Listen, we don't give a shit. We don't need to be screaming and yelling. It's just like looking and be like, shut the fuck up. Too much talking. Too much talking. And it starts with the White Claw kids showing up at party. Hey, want a White Claw? No, no. But like this young man, Blake S., does it make me less of a man if I enjoy the odd cooler once in a while? No, sir. Once in a while. No. You know, it's like cheating. Every now and then, gentlemen, you can vouch for me. Just hey, if you're in the car with the wife right now, just keep looking out the fucking windshield. If you're listening to this at home, just pretend like you know you're playing on your phone or something. Don't just pretend like I don't exist right now, because things are about to get a little rocky. All right, they're about to get a little weird in here. There's going to be a little tension between you and her. Don't look at her in the eyes. In fact, just pretend she doesn't exist for a second. And what I'm about to explain, all men understand, okay? All dudes understand. See, does it make me less of a man if I enjoy the odd cooler, right? No. No, it doesn't. It's like cheating, right? You're not a full-blown cheater. Every now and then, you go on a stag, you go on a fishing trip, and everybody ends up in a pub, and there's a half-decent-looking waitress. You had a few too many drinks that night, and she just looks like, you know, I haven't fucked anything else other than my old lady's beaten mitt in almost 8 years. I got an opportunity here to test drive a different car. I don't want to buy it. I am not even interested in knowing what make or model the car is. I just want to go for a joyride. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? Of course you do. You're not an idiot. That right there is enjoying the odd cooler once in a while. Does it make you a cheater? Not in my eyes. Not in my eyes. You're just enjoying the odd cooler. Now, let's say you cheated on her every weekend, you know, every weekend you're out there. Oh, Jesus Christ. He's fucking another broad. Oh, God. Unwrapped. Wow. Holy Christ. Jesus. Do you still bang the old lady? Okay. All right. Jesus. I can only imagine her fucking mitt is probably crawling with the diseases that fuck. You're probably creating like this COVID-19. There's a new variant. You're probably the fucking catalyst of like why there's widespread of fucking new variants. You're going of herpes, for fuck's sakes. You go and fuck a strange, come back home, fuck the old lady, and now whatever you've given to her, you've now taken from the other broad, given it back to the old lady. She's just a cauldron of STDs and doesn't even fucking know it. Now that's a little excessive. That's a little bit much, right? That's too many coolers. Now that makes you a cheater. But I'm saying you can go and enjoy a cooler every now and then. That's all I'm saying. You can go out there and enjoy a cooler every now and then. Doesn't make you less of a man. Same reason it doesn't make you less of a, it doesn't make you more of a cheater. Okay? You go out and you're just going for a joyride. That's all. Don't even know what the car is. Hell, you woke up the next morning, didn't even know it was a color red. Hey, you didn't even know you fucked a redhead. And that was a surprise to pretty much both of you at that point. Hell, you're like looking at one another. Oh, Jesus, I got to go. Well, here's my number. You should call me. That's not necessary. This is not going to happen. I'm never coming back to this town again. And I want you to know that directly from the horse's mouth, I am going to be splitting. Okay. Don't call me. What did you think my name was? Greg. Oh, perfect. Yes. Greg. What was my last name? Did I tell you? Didn't tell you your last name? Awesome. Perfect. Great. Grand. Beautiful. You. If you ever try to contact me, just look for whatever name and specifics I gave you and whatever bullshit I fed you. Because that's about where I'm at with this. All right. We went for a joyride. We went and had a little fun, did we? Did I stick my tongue in your? I did. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's great. Perfect. I did. I wish. Fuck. I wish that I wasn't so hammered. I would have liked to remember this, but there's another guy's trip coming up in another 2 years where we're going to go somewhere else, and this is going to happen again, you know, every now and then. Hey, just having a cooler every day. But that's what keeps the fucking lid on top, you know? That's what keeps everything, the wheels in motion. Listen, guys, fuck. You young guys out there, I'm telling you, you're always crying about, oh, she doesn't love me. This is what's happening here. There's just, it infuriates me when I watch a young guy cry about fucking love and all this shit. Because I've been through, you know, I haven't been in a lot of relationships. Just two, three long term. And then, you know, in between is the fun time. You got to get it out of your system. So that way when the next time one of these relationships, I just want somebody to love me. Fuck that. Fuck that. I'm 30 goddamn years old, okay? You young guys listen up, and the old guys will agree with me and back me the fuck up, all right? I'm going to explain something to you. Yes, the honeymoon stage is fucking awesome. It's great. It's whatever you fucking dreamed of, whatever you have at that moment in time. It's wonderful. It gradually gets worse. Now listen to me. If you are under the age of 26, I want you to take this and do whatever you want with it, all right? Go out and fucking live it up. Fuck as many of those dirty little pussies that you possibly can, all right? Get it out of your system because, the divorce rate when you're in your 40s is going to go up a little, okay? Yeah, you start thinking a little weird. You start thinking about in your younger years that you didn't really do anything exciting. Things start eating you away. And it takes a fucking strong human being to push that down, okay? It takes a strong motherfucker to just like block that out and just chug along. Oh, life is beautiful. It takes a tremendous amount of fucking, oh, I don't even know the word for it. It takes a tremendous amount. It's not even like manliness. I don't know the term for this. But to bury that and never deal with it again, to never, ever, ever think about your 20s. You got to like try and dig up a fun story. Guys are talking about, hey, yeah, I went to an orgy when I was 22 and it was the funniest shit ever. And you're like, yeah, my girlfriend jerked me off while I was driving one time. I was like, oh, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm trying to tell you a story I went to an orgy while I was in Orlando. Somehow I wound up there as a 22-year-old. Next thing you know, I'm getting my bunghole licked by a goddamn 62-year-old grandma, and her niece is just sucking my horn like she's playing some brass in a goddamn orchestra. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, yeah, that's hilarious because my old lady jerked me off while we were driving from Mundare to Edmonton one time. And for those that don't know, Mundare is the sausage capital of Alberta. And that's great, Greg. Shut the fuck up. And that's your story? That's what we're going with? That's what we're talking about? I'm good. You need to not talk. How does that sound? If you have a story, don't tell it. How does that feel? Are we good here? Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? Okay, good. Great. Glad you're picking up what I'm putting down. And then that shit starts to eat you later in life. You know, that's why you see these midlife crises where the old man fucking punts the old lady out. You know, fuck it, I don't need her. You know, we were in love in our 20s, and that's when the old guy's always chasing young pussy. He's, you know, I'm going to get a Harley and try and convince these young girls I'm cool. You see the meltdown. I went and bought a Corvette. That's usually the car they get. Yeah, a Corvette. That's what pussy wants to see, is me driving a fucking Corvette. They want to see me. Sorry, I was just looking at the, for those that had that pause, if you're watching, I was just looking at the timestamp. I always have this cord in the way. But yeah, you want to see me riding around in the Corvette? Well, I'll put the top down and let my receding hairline flow in this motherfucker. You hear me? Yeah, she's 22 fake bombs and sucks dick like a goddamn vac truck, for fuck's sakes. Yeah, it's great. It's great. She also is draining my bank account harder than my fucking ex-wife is, but I'm having a good time because I got young pussy underneath my arm. Get that out of your system in your 20s, gentlemen. Go out there, fuck everything that moves. Guess what? These whores don't change. They're just, their game changes when they get older, okay? It's just, instead of, you know, in the younger years, for me, it was always just like a status thing. All these broads are chasing status. So like I was an MMA fighter. It was kind of a bit of a status thing. And I'm not saying like I wasn't a big, strong guy, but it was like some girls were attracted to the fact that I was like fighting and I wasn't a great fighter. I was just good enough. But there was also dudes that we hung around with that were good looking and had a, like, they weren't rich, but they just had enough money that they could have good times on a weekend. And if you're having fun and you're having a good time, it's very attractive to a lot of people. A lot of people get jealous when you're out and you're having the best time ever. And that's usually the case, that young women will then flock to you because they want to have a good time. Why the fuck wouldn't you want to have a good time? You see a bunch of people smiling, laughing. You want to get in on that rather than being with some dark fucking cloud. So if you're a young dude, enjoy that shit. Enjoy that shit. Don't lock something down. Get out there. Spread your fucking wings and fly, my friend. Every old guy always says, get out there. Don't get married young. Why the fuck do you think they say that shit? You know? Why the fuck do you think they say that shit? They say that shit in hopes to God that you don't make the guy that's really pressing for it. And I know, like, I've never been married yet and I'm really like trying to fucking hammer this down. But if you want to hear like the next level, go talk to a guy that got married in his early 20s and ask him what he thinks. And ask him what he thinks about having two kids by the age of 25, you know? Ask him how his thoughts and feelings are with that whole situation that he's painted for himself. Yeah, you know, like, yeah, that's a scary guy. You look him dead in the eyes and he's going to tell you fucking a dead lie depending on who's in the room. If the old lady's in the room, he's definitely lying through his fucking teeth. If it's you and the boys, you'd be like, Jesus, I wish I would have waited a little bit, you know? I wish I would have waited just a little bit longer before I pulled the pin on this whole thing. You know, you guys look like you had a good time. You guys have a good time? Yeah, I'm changing diapers at the age of 23. And I'm not saying, you know, some whoopsies happen in life, but I'm saying you got to get out there. You got to get out of your system. When you're young and wild and your testosterone is just fucking pumping through the goddamn body. But I'm 30 now. My levels are decreasing. And you bet your sweet fucking ass I'm going to be hopping on some testosterone. I don't give a shit. I'll do steroids. Do you think I don't want to watch my body deteriorate. I want to be like, I want to fuck until I'm like 60. You know, I want them levels peaking. I'm not saying like oil rig fucking juice dummy walking around with Monster Energy drinks in my back pocket with a gas can Oakley's talking about. Yeah, brother. Yeah, Mr. Olympia. Flex Friday. I ain't going to get into that type of shit, but I just want, you know, I want the nuts fucking working all the time. It's all right. We're going to keep the levels even. I want my test levels to be like when I'm 26 all the time. You know, my body isn't breaking down. It's reacting nice to, you know, I can still go tap dancing with all the young bucks. You can feel good. Your body repairs itself. Testosterone is fucking perfect. Or the 26-year-old levels of testosterone is perfect. Fuck, do I got to slow down sometimes. You know, I got to slow down and make sure my thoughts are in order. And when they come out the mouth, they're in line. But yeah, you young bucks, you need to live a little. Get out there. Don't let pussy get in the way of some shit, okay? It fucking eats me alive when I see a young guy. Oh, fuck, I'm in love. You're not. I'll tell you right now, big fella, you ain't. You ain't. It ain't love. Okay. Men don't fall in love. I'm sorry. It just doesn't happen. All the women right now just turn their nose up and they hate me for saying that. They're like, you son of a bitch. We've worked so fucking hard convincing these assholes that what they need is love. No, you need a piece of trim every night. Like one on standby, you know? Like, it's almost like... let me ask you this. Do you enjoy sitting in silence? And a lot of you just said, yeah, I actually really enjoy the quiet. I like sitting in a basement that's cold and watching the hockey game. I like that. It's nice. And you notice like as soon as you hear footsteps above you, if you're in the basement and you're like, boom, 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 boom. You notice how your thoughts just start to gradually shift to being like, Jesus fucking Christ. Why does she have to walk like a fucking troop of elephants and monkeys and gorillas are coming through this house? Has she never heard of like a heel toe? Like it's just boom, 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 boom. Like what the fuck is wrong with her? You know, then that thought starts running through your head. And then she always got to yell a stupid question down the stairs. Honey, 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 have you seen the scissors? Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Have you seen this? You haven't seen the scissors. You haven't? Oh, you know what? I just found them in the drawer. Just found them in the drawer. And in your head, you're just like, oh, God almighty fucking. Shut the fuck up. You know, last I checked, I used my hands and my eyes to look for shit. I'm a stubborn piece of shit. I know what I am. I know what I am and I own it. I am a stubborn prick. I look for things and if I can't find them, I don't go asking. Because it's just my ego is too big in those situations. As a dude, you know? As a dude, if I can't find it, fuck it. You know? Fuck it. I just like, I don't want to ask anybody a question because I might get locked into a conversation that I don't want to have. Hey, have you seen the scissors, honey? You know what? I might have. They might have been upstairs. I was using it. And then like, you know what I mean? Like that shit starts tailing off and going more and more and more. And it was just a yes or fucking no question. And if it was yes, they are there. I don't need a breakdown of where you thought you seen. Do you know where the fucking scissors are? And this is what you got to fucking realize, you young bastards, is that that's what you're going to turn into. So when we say, go out there and slay as much ass, go out and have the best times you possibly can, we fucking mean that, okay? Because that's what you're gearing up for. That's what you're gearing up for. You sitting in the basement and all you hear is... her ass just stomping a fucking round, slamming doors. And then like, you know, like if the living room's attached to the kitchen, you know, that's about right when you're about to get into the good part of a movie or a hockey game is on and it's the third period. You're down like it's fucking 10 minutes left in the game. Tight game. Great game. That's when she decides to unload the dishwasher and start smashing fucking pans, plates, all that shit in cupboards. And then you're just sitting there and like every time there's like a plate crash, I can't really reenact the sound. But you know, in your head, see every guy that lives with a woman just did the shriek. Like you just got like a loud noise, a piercing noise. And you had to like close your eyes and be like, oh. And she just starts slamming shit around and fucking acting and talking on the phone, doing, oh, and you're just sitting there like, fuck me. Oh, you know, you do love her. You do. But my God, if it was just like silence, you know, silence. And this is a good way to like segue into this portion of the show where the question of the fiance or something. I'll say this guy's first name, Marshall. I won't say his Instagram account because maybe he's not looking for that. Maybe his buddy listens to this, and I don't need to be the guy that is the catalyst of dude problems. You got to bring that to your friend. Hey, Hack, love the show. Love watching the progress you're making with it each week. Have a question for you. What do you do when your brother is going to marry a real nasty, manipulative, oh, wow, that's a tongue twister in it. Okay, you get what I'm trying to say. Pretentious cunt. Going insane, trying to hold my tongue and not say anything, but we've had our arguments before. Any advice would be much appreciated. Keep it up and look forward to your next week's episode. All right. All right. Here we fucking go. I've been in this situation before, okay? I'm going to explain my situation and the similarities here. Not so much my brother, but it was a very good friend of mine. I will remain nameless for the sake of him. Would I have no problem throwing that fucking cunt's name under the bridge? Not a problem. But I don't need to get charged with defamation of character or get sued or whatever. If that dumb bitch ever listened to the show, she probably knows that I'm talking about her. I don't like you, okay? I never have and I never will. And the situation got broken down like this. We were young men, and I voiced my opinion about the marriage. I said, you guys are too young to get married. You need to live a little. Live with each other for a while. What can I say? I've always been a good luck chuck or a marriage counselor, fucking dickweed, for as long as I can remember. But I just said, like, why don't you guys take some time, go travel? What the fuck is the rush to get married? And here's a fun one for you. The stupid bitch had two failed engagements by the age of 22. So if that wasn't a red flag, I don't know what it was. And none of my friends had the sack and stones to fucking go to my buddy and say this shit. And as you've probably witnessed over the years of following me online, sometimes it's a wee bit difficult to keep my mouth mouth full of shit. That's about it. My mouth shut about certain situations or how I see things, or I just give my opinion on some stuff. And I try to do it in a humorous, fun way. But this particular situation, I had a difficult time keeping my tongue inside my mouth. I said to him, I'm like, listen, man, I don't think this is a good idea. I don't think this is a great idea. I was in the lineup. I got asked to step down. I know why. I know it's difficult for him to say, like, yeah, you know, he admitted, yeah, you know, we wasn't my fault. You know, I was getting pressured and be like, well, it's a little bit your fault. We were best buds. But I got asked to step out of his lineup, which I knew was her decision. And the moment that I kind of gave up on it is that, he went with it. And, you know, we're still good. We're very good friends. Well, I'll get to, there's a happy ending to this story. But over that course of time, I tried, right? There's no harm in trying. It will ruin a relationship with your friend or with your buddy, which it did with me. But at least I know I fucking went out swinging and I spoke my mind on what I fucking thought. Am I the all-round decider of his fate? No, it's his life and he can do whatever the fuck he wants. I just wanted to make sure that I was looking out for his best interest. And is that selfish of me? Yes, and also no, because I've seen him shift and change as a human being. He's very bubbly human, very funny, and as years went on, he just drastically became a shell of himself. So I was really looking to make sure that didn't happen. You know, like he was already tough to hang out with. She's fucking clamping down, being a fucking cunt. She is a cunt. And I'll gladly say it to her fucking face. Fuck her. I highly doubt she ever listens to this show. I would imagine that I'm probably on the bottom 10 of podcasts she would like to listen to, which is completely fair. But yeah, here's what I suggest you do. I suggest to you, Marshall, that you take your brother. And if he is your brother, you can have the, you've more than likely fist fought with this guy. And I think you take him and be like, hey, me and you are going fishing one day or whatever you guys are interested in. Beer drinking, you know, maybe you like fucking going to hockey games, whatever, whatever it is. You and him are going to go out and you're going to break it to him. Be like, listen, man, I'm a little worried. Okay. I don't think she's a good fit for you, but again, it's not my life. It's not my decision whether you want to go through the marriage. Like I said to my buddy, I was like, hey, if this is what you want to do, this is what you want to do. But I think you should take a step back and really fucking think about this because A, it could be something that you're really not interested in. It could be something that, you know, right now feels good, but if you think about it, if your heart is even your gut, if your gut is questioning it just a little bit, then I think that maybe this isn't a good decision. You know, maybe that's all I said to him. They called the wedding off and he called me up. He goes, thanks, man. Thanks for being the only one that really gave a shit. Because I remember at the time, all my friends were sitting there barking, oh, it's going to be so great that all the boys will get back together. Because we had like fucking, you know, wedding. 21, 22 years old. We just graduated out of high school 4 years ago. So it's tough to get all of us together because we were then beginning to create our own lives for one another, for ourselves. So it's difficult to get everybody together. You know, you kind of had pockets of friends and then everybody just kind of sort of just hung out when they could. And it was just different people at different times. Me, I was, I think it was single at the time. Yes, I was. And so I did whatever the fuck I wanted, whenever the fuck I wanted to do it. And there was a group of us that lived like that. And we had a great time. And, you know, during that time is when my best bud was going through this. I voiced my opinion. It backfired on me. I lost the friendship out of it, but I was willing to live with that. You got to understand the consequences here. Your brother may or may not, dislike you strongly after having this conversation with him. But if you're willing to, you know, if you're willing to have that conversation and you understand the circumstances that are at stake, that you could possibly not have your brother in your court no more. Because we've all seen this happen. We've all seen it happen, whether in television shows or fucking real life. We've all witnessed it happen. Buddy says his opinion. Not too often that guy takes that advice and goes with it. Why? I don't know. I'll never understand the reasoning for that other than the fact that he feels comfortable sliding his cock in that piece of pussy and for some reason she's got a stranglehold on him. You know, I'm not saying pussy is everything. I understand that. I'm just being a cunt right now. All right. I'm just being a cunt right now. Whatever reason it may be, maybe he loves her. Maybe this is best for me, man. Yeah, okay, yeah. She's a bitch, okay? No one fucking likes her other than you. Isn't that weird? Don't you find that weird everywhere we go? You don't get invited to anything and you have to sit at home with her dumbass while she yells at you for not putting the fucking plates in the dishwasher correctly. Isn't that getting old? Don't you want somebody that you can laugh with, that you can joke with, that you can be yourself around? Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? But instead, you love being a beaten, battered fucking man, and here you are, a shell of yourself. So you, my friend, Marshall, what you need to do is weigh the consequences. Is it worth it? Is it worth that I could possibly lose my brother in this if I bring this up to him? And if the answer is yes, and by the fucking sounds of it, you're holding it back. You're holding it back. You're doing like, yeah, I'm going insane to hold my tongue and not say anything. But we've had arguments before. Let it fly. Fuck it. That's if you've had arguments about this before, then obviously you're going to have more in the future once he marries this stupid bitch. And it's tough. It's difficult. It's difficult watching your brother make a mistake, you know? And it's, can you live with yourself? Can you look me in the fucking eye? Or if you're listening to, open your goddamn ear and listen. Can you live with yourself knowing that you had an opportunity to possibly say something, not change the whole big picture, but possibly maybe had him think, okay, can you live with yourself with that? Or you don't care. Do you care about the guy? Of course you do, or else you wouldn't ask Uncle to break this situation down. And you're going insane knowing that your brother is dealing with this fucking bitch. So you got to say something, man. You got to take him out. And how you do it, you know, this is how I would do it. I'd pick up the fucking phone and I'd say, listen, me and you are going to do some shit together. Whether it's go fishing, like I said, any activity that you and him both enjoy, you're going to do. And you're not giving him a fucking option. And if that bitch steps in the way, then you let him fucking have it. You let him have it. You make plans with him. If he doesn't show up to those fucking plans, you then chew his dumb ass out. You pussy. Get your balls out of her fucking purse. We made plans to go do some shit together. And let me guess, she all of a sudden wanted to do something instead of letting you come hang out with me? Is that what's happening here? If that fucking happens, chew his ass out in front of everybody if necessary. Make him feel like a fucking idiot. Make him feel like a fucking idiot. Make her feel like a fucking cunt too. It's going to burn some goddamn bridges, but my friend, you will feel fucking excellent. I'm all for that, you know? Well, you know what, Marshall? I'm going to say that I'm going to use a name. I don't know your brother's name, but I'm going to say that your brother's name is Bryce, okay? And Bryce and Kara come over and they disrupt family dinners because, you know, she's a bitch. Mom doesn't like her. All that shit. And instead, like, she's slowly being like, well, why don't we go to my parents' house instead of your parents' house for Christmas? Ah, your family's mean to me. I wonder why, Kara, because you're a cunt. Nobody likes you. You hear me? Look me in my fucking eyes, Marshall, and tell me that you can live with that. Huh? Very intense episode today. Very intense episode. But that's what I'm saying, man. Guys are kind of fucking pussies now, and you let these stupid bitches walk all over you. That'd be the fucking day. I was like that when I was younger. It drives me nuts. It does. Watching young guys, I don't know how old this guy is, but watching men not win. We're not winning right now, gentlemen. And we let these fucking psychopaths and these wing nuts allow themselves to think that they are somehow elevated beyond us because being a cunt and making us feel lesser than ourselves is somehow attractive. These trashy fucking bitches, these are pump and dumps. These are bounce backs. These ain't marriage materials, okay? These are pretentious bitches that think that because they have a pussy, they're worth something. No, boys, come on. Give your nuts a tug. Give your fucking nuts a tug. That bitch ain't... What, you think that... Guess what? Know what you could do? Know what you could do? Instead of putting the time in to getting to know this stupid bitch, you could put a little overtime in. You can rent pussy. You can rent it by the fucking hour, by the minute. If that's all you need, you can pay a bitch. Go to a strip club. Get a lap dance. They tell you whatever the fuck you want to hear for $40 fucking dollars. It's beautiful. You don't need this shit. We need more men being happy. That's what we need. We don't need us being, fucking fluttering around and all that. We just need smiles on our goddamn faces. You know, it's like watching the game down in the basement. And you hear the, that's about where, hey, knock it off. Shut the fuck up. And she'd be like, oh, well, what are you going to do about it? I'm going to grab you by your G-string and your fucking little bob cut or whatever the hell they call it. And I'm going to throw you like a lawn dart into the middle of the street. And we're going to see how you fend for yourself. How does that sound? Get the fuck out of my house if you want to walk around this bitch like you're fucking Dumbo. How does that sound? Time you shut the fuck up. Please. Dear God. That's why men explode. I do from time to time. Right now I'm getting a little heated thinking about this. Marshall, you got to get your brother back for fuck's sakes. This pisses me off. This pisses me off because I wish toxic masculinity. Fuck them. What are they going to do? Cancel you from your plumbing job? Who gives a shit? Oh, this guy's a fucking dickhead. That's all right. By the time that if every single fucking dude out there started acting like a dude, acting like a man, standing up for what they believe in and standing up for, you know, their friends that go through this type of shit, we'd all be fucking canceled. And guess what? We'll just start businesses with toxic males that'll make a lot of fucking money because we don't give a shit about the woke culture. You feel me, dog? That was a rant. Wow. But it does. Why the fuck can't a guy be happy now? What? Happy wife, happy life. I said that in the Patreon episode. Any fucking moron that's walking around, happy wife, happy life, he's a cuck. Get him out of your friend circle. That'd be the fucking day. Let me ask the old ball and chain if I can come for a beer. Fuck the ball and chain. Fuck the ball and chain. Go for a goddamn beer. What? She wasn't going to blow up and kick you out of your own house? Bullshit. Last I checked, you're 6'2", 195 pounds. She's 5'2", 120. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I've watched a lot of cartoons with that size difference of them basically throwing them, winging them around their head like a lasso and whipping them. And whipping them right into the fucking streets. These deadbeats. Fuck them. You need to talk to your brother here. And you got to bring it up. And if you can't get him alone to have that conversation, because she knows that you don't like her, or excuse me, if she knows you don't like her, it's going to be damn near impossible to get him alone. She knows damn well what you're up to when you're like, hey, we should go for beers. Oh, here we go. He thinks he's going to do something. He thinks he's going to fucking convince my man to leave me. Bullshit. You ain't going for drinks with your brother. He's an asshole. He's mean to me. And he's plus, we gotta go. We gotta go to the candle store. We gotta go to Bed Bath & Beyond because you gotta help me pick out a duvet cover. And if he says yes to that, oh yeah, I forgot I told Kara that I'd come and help her pick out a duvet cover. You fucking pussy. You pussy. Next family event. Oh, look at that. I would just throw backhanded comments, but I'm also a petty fuck. I would throw backhanded comments. Oh, Bryce. Surprised you were allowed to come out. How was picking out duvet covers? Was that fun? Hey, Kara, you mind if I look in your purse for this guy's nuts? This fucking two-bit loser over here. Don't sit by me. Get away from me. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. You know what? Go play cards with the women while the men watch the sports, pussy. And the old man, that's how you gain points in the old man's eyes. You'd be like, yeah, that's my fucking boy. That's my fucking boy. Yeah? That's why I like Marshall more than you, Bryce, you little pussy. Marshall's out here. You want to know what Marshall does? Marshall wakes up and he goes to his mechanic's job that he fucking hates, puts on his goddamn work boots, bitches, and complains like a fucking man. But he also backs up his goddamn word. You see that? He had a backbone. He said more shit to your old lady in 5 fucking minutes than you have in 5 years. Get a set. Get a set. Say your fucking mind, man. Or speak your mind. What a rambling fucking moron I am. But it is true. There's like, it infuriates me all the time when I read this type of shit. It's, you shouldn't fucking hold back. This is why with the guy, dudes, I'm not saying go hit women or anything like that. Like, if that was the case, it'd be a whole different fucking era right now. Christ, oh, you can't hit women. You can't hit women. You want to bet? What's that, Bill Burr? You can't hit women. I'm just not supposed to, you know? That's the thing. Guys, we got to get our shit back together. We got to get it back together. You know, this is a start. This is right here. What my buddy Marshall here is saying, or asking, sorry. Going insane, trying to hold my... Don't hold your tongue. Any advice? You got to tell this son of a bitch, stupid fuck, walking around with his head up his ass. I don't know what he was like before, but if his mood has changed, if he's like, hey guys, I can't come out for beers because fucking Kara told me that I'm not allowed. Fuck you. That'd be the fucking day my old lady ever told me what I can and cannot do. I am also a fucking asshole to date. I was a fucking pushover in my first long-term relationship. I was one of those guys. And how I justified it, you know what I did? I went and test drove a car I didn't have didn't know the make or model to. I went out for a little joyride, and I did it more than just, you know, enjoying a cooler, as we were talking about earlier. How about that for a callback? But that's what I would do to justify her being a bitch. I'd go fuck a random, fuck a strange, you know, trying to see if a new spare set of keys works in the same lock. That's what we were doing around here. We were going around, and just like that's how I would justify what I did, or why I would get treated like shit. It's simple as that. She was a, you know, she was a bitch. I was a cheater. Simple. There's no fucking added ingredients to like, well, he did this, he did that. No, I was a cheater. She was a bitch. Not meant for one another, because I wouldn't stand up for myself and save my fucking mind. Do I regret it? No. Zero goddamn percent do I regret it at all. But this scenario right here, marriage is a big deal, okay? It's not like back in the day where you're just like, oh, yay, we're fucking, God has united us in front of all these people. No, like you're half your shit's on the line. You might have worked your ass, no matter how much shit you have. It's the fact that you worked for half your shit. Oh, boy, I'm getting yapped all fucking day here. About the Oilers losing, sorry, it just popped up. It's not even the fact of how much shit you have. It's the fact that you can lose half your shit just for what? Putting a ring on some gash? Come on, boys. Let's get it. They're like, holy, this is why women don't like me, because I'm always for the gentleman. You know, I'm not going in like no simp. I ain't going in like no simp. I'll speak my fucking mind. This is why I have a difficult time hanging out with married men, because the moment that their wife starts speaking for them, I start laughing and being like, oh, God. You are pathetic. You are pathetic. A lot of women don't like me either, because I speak my mind, and I don't know if they like that, but I attract loud women with opinions. You know that a they want to. They seem to think that they can challenge me on my thoughts, and they seem that they can. They want to challenge me on the way I think, and it never ends like so swell for them. Because you got to be able to, A, you got to understand yourself, okay? I'm not going to get mad in that situation. I don't care. If a woman comes at me and wants to argue with me about the way I think and feel, that's fine. I know the way I think and feel. Well, that's very misogynistic of you. Yes. Yes, it is. Because last time I checked, I don't see you out chopping wood and carrying water, okay? I don't see you building the fucking houses. Sure, you want a quality, but I don't see you stacking fucking bricks to make chimneys. But you sure like using it for your own greater good. You don't mind heating up your house. You don't mind living in the house that predominantly men have built. You know, I'm all for the gentleman. That's right. I want to see guys happy. I want to see men happy. Women can fall in line. Huh? Just like my buddy Marshall's brother here, I suggest you take him aside, you have a chat with him. That's what I'm suggesting here. And you speak your mind, what you think is wrong, why you think it's wrong. You can't go in there and just be like, she's a bitch. You can't just be, your old lady's a bitch. You gotta go in with a reason. You gotta elaborate. Listen, man, I've watched you decline for the past, I don't know how long they've been together. For the past 3 years, I've watched your mood decline. You're not the same person you were 3 years ago. And if you're okay and you're comfortable with where you're at right now and you're happy, like you're genuinely happy, like you can look yourself in the mirror and not have to convince yourself. There is this glow inside of you that she gives you. I'll back the fuck off, okay? But to go in and just be like, your old lady's a cunt, you shouldn't marry her, is a dumb way of doing it. You need specifics. Why? Has he changed? Is he now like a deadbeat, you know? We used to go out and hang and we have all these great times together, but now like anytime I ask, you fucking, you bow to the queen over here and be like, I won't go out with my brother no more. I cannot stand him just like you. And like changed your mood. You know, all your friends don't even fucking call you anymore. Don't want to hang out. Like there's a lot of changes that gradually happen. And I think if you took a step back and looked at it, you'd be like, oh God. Yeah, this isn't that great. And I know change is hard. And I know convincing somebody to do something otherwise is very, very hard for them to comprehend and look like a fucking idiot, like they got egg on their face, you know? It is very difficult for somebody to fucking stand there with egg on their face and be like, you know what? You're right. I got got. But if you make it okay for them to understand that it is okay to sit there with and have that egg, said egg on your face, that you're going to stick with them no matter what they do. And believe me, I want to see you happy, brother. I want to see you be the top dog. I want to see you, you know, if it's at the detriment of her happiness, too fucking bad. Then her friends better do the same that I'm doing for you. Simple as that. I'm looking out for you. Sometimes relationships are built on that. One person just needs to be happier than the other. And I want your happiness first. That's where I stand. That's where I want you to be. I want you to be happy. I don't give a shit about her. I don't give a fuck about her. She's not my blood. She's not my brother. I care about you, all right? Care about my mans. You remember that back in the day when we used to fucking play dinky cars and now we're 18 years old going to the bars together, getting into street fights, and now we're at this. Now we're at this crossroads. And through life, we've been there for one another, you know? Like, fuck me. Unfucking real. Let a fucking broad run you. Fucking real. But that's what I think you got to do. You can't fucking run around and have some fucking, oh God, some axe wound thinking that she's Shut up. Throw a fastball. I dare you. You can't. I can. Just simple genetics. Oh, women's sports. That has nothing to do with anything that we just talked about. I'm just being... It's dude hour, you know? But yeah, that's where I stand with that. That's where I think that you got to get off your ass and fucking say something to his face. Or at least try. And if he doesn't want to fucking come out and have a drink or do whatever it is and sit with you and talk this out and hear your side without getting mad. You can't come in there and be like, you're a fucking idiot. This is why. I would go in there calm with a level of understanding. You got to go in there willing to understand where he comes from. You got to be willing to understand that he could get mad. This could backfire horribly. Like you could end up really resenting one another. And then that's but on the opposite, maybe he wakes up and realizes that maybe this isn't a good decision. I don't know. And that's up to you or your you and your brother to sit down, have the conversation, and you decide whatever it is you decide. I hope I gave you enough there. I hope to God that there is enough there that you understand what I'm trying to get across to you. You know, we ain't here to be dickheads. We're here to make men happy again, okay? These women, okay, for years. Oh, well, we want a quiet world, okay? Look at this shit that's happening. All these feminists out in fucking public, hairy fucking armpits, standing there ass naked, screaming into bullhorns, barking like dogs, dressed like they're, you know who they look like? They look like, all of them now look like broads that look like Sid from Toy Story seem to think that, oh, another toxic male won't follow me out. Nobody wants to fuck you, okay? You want to know why you have 89 followers on Instagram and Lana Rhodes has 1.8 million? It's because 1.8 million dudes wants to fuck her. 89 of those people that are following you are your feminist dyke friends. You fucking idiots. That's what I mean. Everybody's so fucking delusional now. But I hope that answered your question, Marshall. If you do have questions that you'd love to me, would love for me to go off on, DM me at UncleHack69 and on Instagram. Also, be sure to check out the Patreon, extra episode every week, Thursday at 3 p.m. when this podcast launches on all the social media platforms. There is another episode waiting for you on Patreon. Isn't that nice? Isn't that fun? Isn't that cool? Great. Thank you. All right. Good night.